You're on Texas Standard Time.
Marla Tirado and Felipa Puente are taking a tour of a Texaco station. The store owner is showing them some of the healthier food items that need restocking. Bags of brown rice, dried beans, and whole grain cereal.
Those are the healthy stuff that we're going to be organizing.
Tirado is the food retail organizer for the Healthy Corner Store Initiative. Go Austin, Vamos Austin, or GAVA, is spearheading the effort. It's a grassroots coalition of nonprofits and community members. Tirado's mission is to build relationships between the corner store owners and residents to make fresh foods accessible in the zip code.
A lot of the residents don't really have maybe transportation to go to a bigger supermarket, and so they would actually like to see a lot of the healthy options to be available at these corner stores.
The Healthy Corner Store model began in Philadelphia, but there's a big difference between the two programs. The Austin one is resident-led.
So we basically go and tell other neighbors, did you know that there's healthy food in this corner store? And also asking them about what healthy products they would actually like to see there.
Felipa Puente is a mother and grandmother who calls the Dove Springs community home. She's helping Tirado spread the message.
It's necessary that there are healthy foods in these types of stores where people come to get gas. In the 78744 zip code, there's a lot of obesity in children. But if we research, get together, discuss, and provide guidance to one another, I think that's how we can make the change.
In some nearby elementary schools, the overweight and obesity rates are as high as 80%. Many community members feel Austin has ignored this part of the city because it's predominantly Latino and low income. Even though this zip code is the second most populous in Austin, it's the only one without a full-service grocery store. Alba Serrano is also with GAVA. She says that even when a local nonprofit started a farmer's market in the area, it was still too hard for most residents to get to. So her organization started looking into other options.
We played with a lot of strategies, thinking like if there's not an HEB nearby, if the nearest HEB takes 2-3 bus transfers, what else is around? And so we began looking at what was close to schools, what was close to apartment complexes and high density areas in the zip codes, and we found that corner stores could be transformable assets for healthy food access.
Ramesh Kalani owns one of 8 convenience stores in the Healthy Corner Store program. Over the last few months, he's been selling some things you wouldn't normally find at gas stations.
Regular customers, they are coming always and they're buying what they were buying before, but I want to sell the vegetable too.
When a store decides to participate in the Healthy Corner Store initiative, they're asked to introduce just 4 healthy items. For that, they get a $100 grant to make up for any loss in revenue from the new items they purchased. They also receive signs, green baskets, and marketing materials. Here's Alba Serrano again.
As the program goes through the tiers, it gets a little bit more sophisticated, some stores reaching a fuller renovation.
So, 1 year after the program was launched in Dove Springs, is it working? That's what the UT Austin School of Public Health is trying to figure out. In the meantime, residents here in Southeast Austin will try to improve access to healthy foods one corner at a time. I'm Anna Casey for the Texas Standard.